Welcome to the Night Laugh Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. Is it? It's Episode 10? Yes, it is, actually. I don't even know what camera to look at. I think we're over here. Production's driving me crazy. Today, we are here live from the Blue Martini in Brickell one more time. It's our third time here. And today's show, we are going to be doing something different. We're going to be doing an interview of an interview. Basically, somebody who's applying for a job as a nightclub promoter to work for LMG here at Blue Martini as one of the venues is applying for a job. This person's gonna basically have a complete conversation, a regular interview, as I just said. So anyway, thank you to the Blue Martini. Remember, find us at nightlifepodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, YouTube, you name it, you know, Facebook, wherever. And also my handles, The Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram and all the social medias. So, with that said, let's start. Let's begin the interview. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Thank you.
What do you do? Tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you, Julio. My name is Gabriel Soto. I'm originally from Venezuela. And what I'm doing right now is just working at the hospitality industry. I just moved here to United States like 2 years ago. I'm new in Miami, and I'm excited about it. I'm just looking for new opportunities, and I just...
You moved to Miami 2 years ago, or...?
No. I moved to Miami like 3 or 4 months ago,
okay.
So I'm pretty new here.
Awesome.
I'm just trying to handle everything here in the city,
okay.
Which is fine. I like it, but I'm trying to make my path and make something good about that.
Awesome. Did you learn English in this past 2 years, or you brought it from Venezuela?
No. I started like a high school, as everybody, okay. But it was like really not too big. I didn't learn too much there.
From Valencia, right, you said?
Yeah, from Valencia. Okay. But I also live in Vancouver, Canada in 2010, so
okay. There
where I
learned a little English.
Yeah,
English-French.
Exactly, yeah. And now here, like, I'm trying to improve and get better always. So that's good.
Awesome. Let me have your handle so people can follow you on Instagram.
Of course, it's Gabo Soto S, G-A-B-O-S-O-T-O-S. Okay. So people can follow me.
Awesome, definitely, yeah. So you applied a couple days ago, pretty much. It was an organic way of applying because we basically posted something on the LMG social media, and it came through there. And after you did that, I did a little bit of my homework, and I started following you and seeing the stuff you posted and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I like the way you interact with the people and the way you're upfront and real with the camera. That helps in the industry. So telling people your handles is a good thing. You want them to follow you. So, and it's
of
a
course.
Good place to start. I think you have a few followers. You don't have nothing. You know, some people start with no followers at all. So you got a base to start from. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what attracted you to get into the nightlife industry?
First of all, I think the opportunity, that's something that I'm looking for, opportunities here in Miami. And for me, like working as a promoter or being in the nightlife industry is something that I like it because I'm like that typically party boy.
Right.
I don't have too much knowledge, but I know some stuff about party because I used to do that
a lot. You've done it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty sure I can be a good one there. So, of course, I'm interested in the opportunity. I think it's something that I can grow with here in Miami.
Right.
And why not? That's always my question about everything in my life. Why not?
Right.
Just try.
What do you understand as the job? What do you think this job entails?
What I think is I'm gonna start like, of course, promoting parties and clubs and trying to make something good about it. Like just take that opportunity and learn about the business, which is very important for me.
Right.
And I think the nightlife here in Miami is like a good business. Like you can make good money and you can have fun and you can also make some connections. So that's everything in life right now.
Yeah, you just nailed one of the things that a lot of people don't realize that happens in the nightlife industry, and it's connections. We were talking with production right before the show about connections in the business, and it's crazy the amount, you know, the 6 degrees of separation that we get from all the way to the previous president, not the current.
Yeah.
to just anybody in show business.
Exactly. And like for me, when you move to a new place when mm-hmm. where you don't know too many people. That's all that you need to start like making a good future connections. Right. So
you believe you have what it takes to do this job?
Yeah, of course. I believe that I have what it takes. Definitely, I can learn. That's one of my biggest things in life. Right. Be learning every time. But of course, I have like, I'm young, I have knowledge, I think I have charisma.
Right.
And I'm very outgoing, so why not? Like, I'm pretty sure that I have what it takes.
Charisma, if you don't think you have charisma, you probably don't have charisma. But if you think you have charisma, you most likely have the charisma.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of those things.
A little one.
Confidence, it's one of those things.
Exactly.
For sure. So, you mentioned being a party boy. I want to make sure a lot of people understand the promoter job as it's always a party.
Yeah.
And you know, besides writing the book, I also created a course that talks about you know, every detail. You know, which is something that I might end up doing with you if this all goes well.
Yeah,
and
I
you decide
you.
That to go through with it and we hire you. And it's all the way from the beginning to the end, but it's not all about partying. It's, you know, and that's how you make it not a hobby, but a business, basically.
No, I understand. I know that it's a huge responsibility because you are working with others, people, money. And of course, you have to make your own money. But I brought that to the table because not everybody can do that. You know, like
right.
People like to party, but not everybody can say like, working on that and being like a party boy, that helps you
because it's gonna help you.
How the nights is moving and you know like a few stuff. So that's why
it's gonna help you for sure. Being able to be, I like the term the party boy. It's gonna help you out when it comes to hosting. Which besides promoting, when you start the job, the first part of the job is sub promoter. You know, and the sub promoter basically has two things that they have to do and concentrate on. Number one is promote, you know, bring people to the club. And number two, host. And hosting is the easiest part because it's, you know, that's the part that you get to do as a party boy, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody's gonna wanna be with you, all those kinds of things. You're gonna get some perks and all that kind of thing. Which brings me to the question, do you know the perks that you get with this job? You know, like benefits, what kind of things? I don't know if you know about that.
To be honest, I really don't know. I don't have that.
So you don't get
now.
Dental?
No,
for sure.
Exactly.
You don't get
that's going to be like one of my questions tonight.
Right. All right. So, you know, let me answer that for you right away. The main benefits that you're going to get, and I actually wrote a blog post at the nightlifeentrepreneurs.com website.
Cool.
And it's a blog post on savings. And I wrote about it as savings because over the years that I've been working, I have been able to save over $1 million.
Oh my God.
Just in what I would have spent in covers, drinks, food, bottle service, you know, concert tickets. And I'm not even counting the amount of stuff that we as promoters get for free in the city after you know the right people.
Because
you start getting other stuff. I'm just counting the stuff that I was able to get throughout the years working, the amount of nights I worked a week and all that kind of stuff. So if you guys go read that blog post at the nightlifeentrepreneurs.com podcast, website, it's very interesting how you can save a lot of money. So you get perks in that way.
Yeah.
You're gonna get your comp drinks, you're gonna get your comp bottles if you earn them, you're gonna get your comp covers for your year working, but your main guests and all that kind of thing. And that varies. Depending on where you're gonna work, you know, you're applying to work here, for example, and I'm gonna tell you straight out how it works. So, for every the moment you start working, you get a free cover, of course, plus a guest that comes with you. Number two, you're gonna get and besides that, you have a guest list, so that means all your people can come in for free before midnight. Usually, it's an incentive for your people to come and say your name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're also gonna get your couple of drinks when you arrive, but the moment that you get people on the list, you're also gonna get extra comp tickets. So you'll get, let's say, four drinks. You know? That right there is already a $60 value
alone.
Yeah. Plus, if you come with a friend, that's already $40 that you're paying that you're not paying at the cover, that kind of thing. So that's where I'm talking about savings and all that kind of stuff. And then there's a possibility of earning and having free bottles. And that comes with time because you got to have a certain amount of people. Okay. You know, some companies do it 20, 25, 30, 35. It all really depends. Or some people do it, you know, if you bring more girls or if you sell more tables, that kind of thing. But you have many ways of earning free bottles. A bottle is never going to be under $200 at any of our venues or parties. So getting those perks is always a good thing because you're going to learn. If you go through the system and the whole course and all the training that we do, you're gonna learn how to use those to make new clients and build your client base. Make the ones that you already have a better time and want to come back with you because they're gonna be saving also.
No, of course.
So, now that I talk a little about that, let me ask you something else. Do you understand the system of how the nightclub promoter makes money?
I don't like this is very new for me. I'm just very interested in learning about it.
Right.
Of course, how I say, like, Million Time is an opportunity that I want to take.
Exactly.
But I need that knowledge, and I think that you have, and that's what I need.
Yeah,
like,
no. we
learn
have
for
we,
you.
Yeah, for sure. So let me put it this way. It's all based on productivity. This varies depending on what part of the world they're listening from right now.
Of course.
It's going to be different wherever they are. And even in the city, it varies a little bit. Even though here in Miami, it's become pretty much like almost everybody tries to follow each other's and whatnot. We actually did a little jump this year and raised the payment a little bit just to up it because competition is becoming more and more lately. When we started this, we were, first ones basically catering to our clientele, to our niche. But nowadays there's plenty of different companies. Most of them have come from us, but competition comes within. In the end, I think I told you a little about that. In the end, we want to help you grow. We don't want to keep you only with LMG forever. We want to help you grow, build your own brand in the future. You know what I mean? That's the idea, but we want to do it the right way. We want to help you do it and be upfront. We don't want you backstabbing us at some point because this is a business that does that a lot. A lot of people leave the business because of that, because they don't trust the people they're working with and that kind of stuff. Everybody thinks, hey, but that guy's making so much more money, I'll just do that instead of do my sub-promoting part. Yeah. And the reality is most people quit, on the way to do that.
That happens a lot.
So payment goes like this. It's per person. And with us right now, you get $7 a person.
Okay.
Some people make up to $10 a person, and it all really depends on where they're at in their career with us. Also, sometimes we pay more for girls than for guys.
I got you.
And we also have a payment system for people that are going to work under you, meaning we don't really do like a pyramid kind of thing. It's just anybody that you bring. They're going to get paid whatever we pay, but you're going to get something extra also for those people that you bring. So you have an incentive to make the group grow.
But my question is, just for bringing a girl or 10 or whatever, just sort of like making money, or how that works? Or they have to like pay a bottle? Or how is
that? Let me put it to you. This is how easy it is. Let's say you bring a group of 10 girls.
Okay.
And we're paying at that club that you did that, we're paying $10 a person, a girl, let's say. Okay, at that club. And you brought 10 girls, and the 10 girls came in before midnight, meaning they did not pay a dollar in cover.
Exactly.
Right? And they did not buy any drinks, because some guys maybe spent for them.
Exactly.
And they didn't buy a table, because they're just hot girls who came to the club. You also just bring them to our, the main promoter table, whoever's the person that's in charge of the main table, in case that you don't have a table of your own at the moment. Let's say that you already did, you bring them to your table, of course. But if you don't have a table, you bring them to the main promoter table if you want to cater them, if they're a good looking group, all that kind of thing. That means they get free drinks at that table. They have a good time. They come in free. You look good, for them.
Yeah.
They have a good time. And in the end, you get $100 for bringing the 10 girls.
Okay.
So they don't have to spend a penny in the business for the business to pay you back. Now, then what's in it for us? Okay,
what's the trick there?
Okay, so most people come after 12. Most people do pay a cover. Okay. Most people will buy drinks, and most people, you know, on average here in Brickell, we're talking about a person will spend between $30 and $60. That's the average per person. So you grab a venue that has 500 people, you know, it's gonna sell between $1,500 to, how many people did I say? 500 people?
Yeah.
To 30 grand, you know, so it really depends on the venue, the quality of the crowd and all that kind of stuff. So ideally now what is the best thing, you know, the best bet is for you to bring a bigger group of people to concentrate on bringing groups that will buy tables, because you're not only getting money from them at the cover, but you're getting money from their sales. So you also make 10% of whatever their sales are. And we'll explain all that in detail when at the moment of hiring, basically. But the main thing that we're going to concentrate on after hiring is the part that I have to do, which is the training.
Okay.
It's going through the training, through the whole nightclub promoter, you know, course, and understanding how, you know, to do this. And believe me, the course goes all the way from, is this for you, to where to work, who to work for, you know, to your contracts, to see how much you should
basically
get paid.
What I need to learn about the business, because
you and everybody,
I'm pretty excited about it, but of course I need some
you need guidance. That's exactly why people don't do well. It's one of two: either they don't do good because they don't have anybody to guide them, or they don't do good because they give up the moment that they're failing. So
happens a lot,
you know. It's those two. I can't say that I did well every time that I did something from the moment I started. I started at 18, but maybe at 20, 21, I had some bad events where we lost a lot of money. If I would have quit then, I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, exactly.
And it's been wonderful. You know, it's to be honest with you, it's been over 2 decades of making over 6 figures. It the business does good. It is a good business, and I've always had partners, so it does well for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny story, and I think you read the first chapter of
I did.
The book, and I think it's in there that this whole thing started with $50. $50 my dad lent me, actually. And honestly, the rest of my family didn't want me to be doing any of this. Everybody was against it. Everybody was like,
Sure that when I talk to, like, all this with my sister or my friends, they're going to say, like, you're going to lose your time or whatever.
Exactly.
Just trying to find a job that you can make real money. But, why not? Like, I want to try.
Right. So to give you an idea, the step one that I teach is I teach you how to make at least $250 each night.
That's good.
That is what I teach you to do, so that you at least make $250 besides not paying a cover, besides drinking for free, besides having a good time.
To start, sounds good. Like,
you know, and then from then on, it's just up to you, because I know you also follow Gary V as I do.
I do.
And I hear him saying stuff like this all the time. Let's say that you're making those $250. You have any idea how many hours it might take you to do that?
Here in Miami, I don't know, like 20 hours.
Okay, so
depends what you.
Yeah, it depends on what you do for hour or whatever. Yeah. But I'm gonna give you an idea. If in this job, $250, you might be able to do that with 5 hours of promotion in a week. Hours of promotion, just an hour a day of straight 100% promotion. And one of the reasons that is possible is because all the time you're promoting, even though you're not working.
Exactly.
What does that mean? That means we're sitting here, we're having a conversation, and at some point in time, I'm gonna ask you, so what's up? You know, what have you been up to, and what are you doing? And at that moment, you're gonna reply with, oh, you know what? I've been doing this and that, the parties and that, come to my party, whatever. It's not some, you know, and I don't like people to be aggressive and make it like the first point of conversation every time, because that's annoying. People don't like somebody to come to their face every time and say, hey, how are you, man? I'll see you at the party. No, that's not the idea. You got to care about them. Listen to the other person first and always leave it like as the last time, unless they come at you first and they go, hey, so where are you now? If they already know you're a promoter. If they don't know you're a promoter, they won't bring it up. But you always say it on the way out. Hey, by the way, you know, you mentioned. So you don't have to leave your job, for example, wherever you're working. You continue to work at wherever you work, and you can still make this money as extra money. That's a good thing, with very little hours. Of course, you're going to need the hours to party, which is where because you're going to host your people.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's that's maybe one of the good things about the job, and you know, I didn't ask your age, but probably at your age, it's a good time to get into this.
You
know, to get into this, because you're still able to party. You know, I, like I said, I did it for 25 years. I started at 18. I am now not 18, and it's I basically the, for the past couple of years is when I stopped actually being so much at the clubs.
Yeah.
Now I went from club promoter, you know, sub promoter to main promoter to club owner, you know, and then consultant. But you know, we've owned over 10 clubs also. The idea is for me to guide you and anybody who wants to do this through the process of becoming a sub promoter first, working for the right company, finding the right place to work, learn the whole business, grow into being your own main promoter, build your team, grow your own parties, and then if you decide that it's something that you love and you really want to do, freaking get your own places without putting your money in it.
I mean, that sounds good. Like, to me, it's a good idea, of course.
It works. But believe me, it does. All right, so we spoke about the compensation and the benefits, and I would like to know, what kind of goals do you have? With this, of course.
With this, like in the industry, of course, if I have the opportunity to invest in a business without putting a penny, of course, that's like a main goal. But like, it's gonna be a step by step. I just wanna like get better, right. Like have a lot of knowledge about the night life, and I don't know, be the best. Like, trying to, of course, make money, because that's why we work, to make money.
Right.
But also having in mind that I wanna have something huge. I like planning events, so that could be like something really good for me.
Right.
So yeah, like I have a few goals. Okay. I just need to working on that.
By the way, in the entertainment and hospitality industry, working, you know, doing your own company like that throws events, you know, production, you know, or catering or whatever, which way you want to go in that direction, is also something that this will help you going, you know, in that direction for sure. There's no doubt whatsoever.
That's what I think, but yeah, like.
Do you know any other promoters in the city? Have you, you know?
No, I don't. Like,
okay,
this
so
is pretty, it's pretty new for me. I just saw that on Instagram, the flyer or the opportunity.
Yeah, the ad. But it wasn't an ad, actually. It was just a post.
I apply and then I find you and I follow you, but like, I don't know too many promoters.
Okay. Well, that's even better, because I was going to tell you to erase whatever you've seen anybody do and delete it, because most people don't do it right.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. Some people might have good parties out there for sure. And I can't say there's no competition. We do have a lot of it, but
why do you think that you do right? Like, which the difference between you and other promoters?
The main difference between us and other promoters is the fact that we've been there, done that. So it's been 25 years.
Okay.
In 25 years, I have made every mistake that's possible to make.
Okay.
So I'm not better than them. I just already made the mistakes, meaning I can now tell you guys what not to do.
Okay.
And if you guys follow that path, then there's no way that you're not gonna make it.
Okay.
That's the reality. If you just follow steps 1, 2, 3, 4 in order, you don't just jump one because, dude, whatever, why am I gonna do this? I already know if I like going out or not, whatever. I'm not gonna go look at this other club that he told me to go to, whatever. I might not like it. I may not love this kind of venues. You know, understanding what a niche is and a bunch of things that, you know, that are, some are in the book, some are not. The book is more motivational.
Yeah.
And the course is actually a guide, you know?
Okay.
So I'm not better than anybody, for sure. But we have the experience, and you guys have the youth, and we want to mix those two, and then sky's the limit.
No, I'm asking too, because how I say, I don't know too many promoters here. And if I start working with you, I'm just like blind with you, so I don't have any point of
reference.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Well, I'm gonna look, of course, like
of
other
course.
People. Just you see how it works too. Cause
Yeah. No. At the moment you start working, the first thing that you're gonna realize is a lot of the people that when they see you posting, let's say flyers, or that you are at the parties and all this, all the other companies are gonna look at you right away and see, so who's this guy?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to get all the promoters.
I got you. Know? Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're not getting the promoters, we're building new ones.
Okay.
You know, that is another difference. We're not trying to go to the promoters that work for the competition and say, hey, I'll give you $2 more an hour, you know, for a person or whatever, or more tickets or whatever, you know. What we concentrate on is having the best venues and now mainly on guiding you guys and giving you all the tools. The good thing is that this is brand new.
Okay.
This whole teaching part of it basically starts this year. It's going to start now in February. So it's
perfect.
It's the first time that it's going to go in that direction. It's been beta before. So it's been one-on-one. There's been people in different places, you know, some that basically came to me through the book. And then just, you know, I started helping them online and back and forth, all that kind of thing. But now is when these groups are going to start of actual online training. You guys get it better because if you're in Miami, not only do you get the training, but you get hired right away. So you get the job and the training, you know, and that's great. And the course, for those that, you know, might be interested, as soon as it comes out, I teach there, like I said, the minimum is at least how to make $250 per night.
Okay.
So the course, which was going to be $500, the first time it's going to be $250 for those people. And those basically, it gets paid for the first day that they work, pretty much. So it's beautiful in that sense. Yeah. And, you know, and then, like I said,
to me it sounds good
the limit.
Yeah,
no, it's... Oh, and I haven't told you the other side, which is we make checks every week to promoters. And there's promoters that that do better than others, for sure.
No, definitely.
So when I say 250 at least, I mean there's people that don't make those numbers, but that means they're not either, they're not following steps, they're not on our team, they're not with us, they're not learning. They just basically think, okay, so I just go out there and I invite 20 people, so I am gonna make, you know, that much worth. No, you don't get 20 people to the club by inviting 20 people, number one.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
So I will teach you how many people you need to invite to understand how many people how to get
cool.
those 20 or 25
right,
or 30 that you need.
Me.
But some people that work with us and do follow the rules are making about $1,000 a night. So those, you know, that's the range. Now, you want to become the owner of your own company, you're going to be able to make $1,500, $2,000 a night.
Yeah.
And sky's the limit. Over $100,000 a year,
definitely.
For sure. It all depends. You know, you balance it out with how many parties do you do a week.
Yeah.
How much sales you have in each party. The deal, the contract that you have, depending on the percentage that they pay, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So follow the steps, and I think you'll do great, man. So, well, from what I hear and what I have seen with you, I don't know if you have any more questions that you want to ask, first of all, actually.
No, basically, you answered, like, already all my questions.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's I'm pretty interesting. Like, I'm pretty excited and just curious, like, you know, to see in real
right.
how this works. You
see
know?
It in action.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Action.
And also, by the way, there are other areas of the business, you know, that people can go into, you know, like bartender and waitressing and hostesses and managers and et cetera. There's a lot of those. Now, the marketing side of it, you know, the club promoter, it just has its perks. You know, you do work your own hours.
Mm-hmm.
You decide when to promote, when not to promote.
Yeah.
Even though I say that you're always promoting, as long as you don't become annoying. but... It just has a lot of perks. The work-life balance that we get, it's amazing. You can go on vacation whenever you want. I mean, and like I said, the money, and by the way, you go on vacation, you're still making money because you're still sending the people to the club
exactly.
from wherever you are.
That's true.
You know, and also you move wherever you move and you have the knowledge and you can start this anywhere because anywhere you go, what do they have? A bar.
No, that's
everybody
true.
Needs and, this. Everybody needs to relax.
And everywhere you go, is how you say, like, it's 5 p.m. everywhere?
Exactly.
Somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
So, and besides that, there's something also that I want to get out of people's minds, and it's the fact that it's hard to get a job doing this. You saw a post we had that we were hiring. You wrote. Okay, so I'm not even going to tell you how many people wrote, but you know, but we do degloss the ones that we think can actually do something and the ones that don't.
I got you.
So from that post, there was five that were chosen. So there's five new people that are going to start at the same time as you here with LMG. Now, I do see a lot of good in you, and that's why I invited you over here.
Hey, thank you.
Because I have a good feeling about what you can do, because I do believe what you're saying, that you're going to follow the rules and all that kind of stuff. But the main thing I want people to get out of that last point is the fact that everybody is hiring when it comes to promotion. There's nobody who does not need a promoter. Yeah. The best club in the city is called Live. It's probably the best club in the U.S.
I haven't been there.
Believe me, I don't get to go there much with our things going on. But Live has a bunch of promoters working, in-house promoters and promoting companies on the side, depending on the day of the night. So everybody needs a promoter. We are not only promoters, we are marketers, we are sales generators. So they need us. We are a very important part of the business. So that's a good place to start. And man, I think that right here, right now, I can welcome you to the team.
Thank you so much.
And I will be very glad to train you and hope that we make something good out of this. Maybe we have you in a few months as promoter of the year. You never know.
Who knows?
Yeah, Shout out to Deshae in Toronto, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I have a huge expectations about it. So yeah, I'm so excited about it. I just want to start learning and start like working on.
You just want to party.
Yeah, why not?
There's nothing better. Well, there's only one thing better than going out and partying, and it's getting paid for it. So yeah, honestly, and that's the name of the course, by the way. When you guys see it, get paid to party. You'll see it soon. By the way, I'm gonna talk a little about that. The last point about the. I wrote a little something over here so I could remember. So you guys know it's four modules with four lessons each, and it takes 2 months. It's gonna come out next month, and you don't need any knowledge. And on the subject, and we'll take you from there to sub promoter, which is the first level. There will be another one coming after, more advanced for main promoter, to teach you guys how to do my job. And then if you guys keep on wanting to go any further, then that's the marketing partners course, which is something more advanced. So everything, like I said, that I mentioned before, everything from A through Z, pretty much to become a sub promoter and be able to make at least, not just 250, at least 250 a night. And you're gonna be working with us. You're gonna have four nights a week to work. So,
that's good.
Like I said, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be a good journey. And thank you. And by the way, I don't want to forget to thank the Blue Martini one more time for their hospitality. And you guys follow us again at the Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram. Nightlifepodcast.com is our website. And go find us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and follow me, of course, JABOSOTOS on Instagram. So just keep in touch.
Follow him. Go to his parties at the LMG Miami parties. Of course. And get my book on Amazon. See you guys next week.
See you.